It is almost time for Act It. I'm excited. Are you excited? Because I'm excited. But last week, we had a lot of immunity entrants, and like we didn't post them. And then I felt bad for everybody that worked hard on the immunity challenge, and nobody heard it but us. So I'm gonna post some of the immunity entrants this week, because I have a big heart, and that's just how I am. I'm giving that way. So, the challenge was to impersonate either me or Trigatree or both of us. And we got, as far as I can count, five entries. I can't ever say that. Anyway, this first one is Aya Protects the Toothpaste. And she's acting out a scene that happened just last night between Trigatree and myself.
Oh no! I knew Dylan was jealous of me, but he actually wanted to kill me. Oh no, it's a dead end. What am I gonna do now? There's nowhere to hide over here. Oh, Corazon, where'd you go?
Trigatree. Don't think you can hide from me, Trigatree. There's nowhere to run. If you leave the fallout shelter, you know as well as I do you'll just be attacked by the mutant llamas.
Oh, damn those llamas! I knew it was a bad idea to feed them those clones who aren't on the Coruscant Mount! They were all so much nicer and less threatening when they didn't have extra limbs and ruptured brains!
Hey, Dylan. Me? Running from you? Why? What would give you that idea, huh? We are friends, after all. I was just, getting some exercise in before mixing. You know how strenuous it can be.
Don't lie to me, Trigatree. I know what this is all about.
You do?
I do.
In that case, I won't put off my fate any longer. Maybe it's inevitable to fight my death. But even so, I'm not going down without a fight. Act It needs me. My team needs me. I won't let the fighting octopods down. I'm going to have to unleash my super secret weapon of mass destruction. The...
Whoa, slow down. You're talking like I chased you all the way to the other side of the fallout shelter because I wanted to kill you or something.
Isn't that what we're talking about? Aren't you trying to kill me because you're jealous of my superior mixing skills?
Trigatree, I think you've had one too many boxes of nerds. Or you're suffering from some sort of sleep deprivation-induced delusion of the mind. I'm not trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Then where's Corspot? You did away with him. I know you did. You shut him down when his back was turned, and then... And then...
You sent Corspot to get ice cream, remember?
I did, didn't I? I guess this is all just a misunderstanding then, isn't it? Whew. For a minute there, I really thought my life was in danger. Crazy, huh, Dylan?
Crazy? That's right, Trigatree. It's all in your head.
First of all, Trigatree is not that noble. She would totally let the octopods down if it meant her life. Second of all, I'm not a bad mixer. Anyway, that was really good. That was probably the best acting I've heard you do all show, all season. Nice. The next one is Valkyrie Celis, and she is also impersonating Trigatree.
As the world outside is dark and bleak, and Dylan stole the radiation suit, leaving me here with the robots. I don't know why he stole the radiation suit, because all the actors are in here with me. Unless he's going out to get explosives to kill me. I hope not. But in case he does, I'll just go reprogram the robots.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll go reprogram the robots. I'll make Correspot into a Corus death machine. And he will sing destructive, evil melodies. He'll sing My Heart Will Go On until Dylan's brain implodes. And I will make another robot. Yes, that's right. I'll make Deathbot. And Deathbot will use his lasers to shoot Dylan in the face when he least expects it. Or maybe I'll just critique the actors. That's easier than making a robot. Yeah, I think I'll do that instead.
See, Chuggetree and I disagree about this. I really think this sounds like Chuggetree. Like, her writing in her diary between shows. Yeah. And I like that she talks like Brain from Pinky and the Brain. Anyway, that was Valkyrie Celeste. Next, Pip-Boy is impersonating the both of us. And it makes me really happy because it has tons of Fallout 3 references. Take it away, Pip-Boy.
Greetings, kiddies. This is Three Dog coming at you live from the Capital Wastes. Normally I gives you all the whereabouts of the Vault Legend himself, but today I've gotten word that two cool cats we all know and love are hanging out at the Drury Street Metro Station. If you want to give those two a ring-ding, go right on ahead. In other news, Ghouls Gone Wild continues to be the hottest-selling log tapes, for God knows why.
Click. Yes, wonderful. Now everybody knows where we are. Thank you, Three Dog. Thank you. This is why I listen to Enclave Radio. Dylan! The mean behemoth is bothering me! What did you do this time, Trick-or-Tree?
Well, I saw this cute little teddy bear sitting in a cage and...
Cage? As in blatant super mutant territory cage?
Meh. You gonna help or not?
Rawr! Me crush popular human.
Oh, come on! Even they like you more? I need a hug. Where's Tara?
Wow, Trick-or-Tree. Weird meeting you here. Oh, and you brought your assistant, too.
I am far from
Hey,
that.
Guys!
Ooh! See, you made yourselves a buddy. Yes, well, little miss star of the shows.
Mina-chan, Pip-Boy, like, what are you doing out here?
Well, we finished practicing our scene together early this week, so we decided to celebrate by... Oh, I'll let her tell ya.
Stacking 30 frag mines in a circle, and add a few pulse mines in strategic spots. So when we blow it up, it looks like fireworks.
Isn't that a waste of ammunition, Pip-Boy?
Oh yeah, but it's beautiful.
Are you guys gonna take him out, or, you know, can we get dibs?
Sure. So you guys are gonna lure him into your plot specifically placed mines then?
Well, the mines will go off, if that's what you mean.
See, the mines chirp too long before detonation. We prefer to trigger them with a gunshot.
Oh, yeah. So, like, what do you use? A laser rifle?
Close, but I prefer to use a Fat Man. You guys might want to duck and cover. This one's going to be one hell of a firework display.
Well then, kudos to you two. Trick-or-Tree, I think we should heed their warnings.
I fully agree.
Ta-ta, Mina-chan.
Have fun, you two.
You know Half-Teddy. Where my teddy?
Ready?
Got my minigun spinning with anticipation.
Excellent! Hey, big boy, say hello to my little friend.
Boom.
I wonder if those two got away in time.
Maybe they're stuck in KZ 106.
Isn't that where they came from?
I call the shotgun.
Oh, no fair. You got the last one first, too.
And that's Pip-Boy, everybody. And I think his girlfriend was also in that skit. If your girlfriend could have immunity, I would totally give her immunity, because... she can act. You should, like, she should, like, be on the show. But you don't want to, like, share the glory. I understand. I understand, Pip-Boy. I understand. So, next up is Pole Position and Kawaii Bleach. They teamed up to do a parody or a mockery of us. And here that is.
Are you recording, Tragetry?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay, I'm recording.
Good.
Are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording.
Okay, because I'm recording. So we're both recording.
Yes, we're both fucking recording.
Welcome to Act It! It's, week 3, but it's also episode 9, so I'm not sure if this is the beginning of the show, or if this is, like, the middle of the show. Trick-or-treat, are we...
We're at the beginning.
Yeah, but it feels like we've been going on for, like, 4 months, and there's been 25 episodes or something. Well, that's because... I mean, we've eliminated 10 people in the actual show, and we eliminated another 15 or so people during the audition period. It feels like...
I know, but that's because...
There's Days of Our Lives or something that's been going on for years.
Kill it! Shut up! Nobody likes you anyway. Just shut up. Well, that's because a whole bunch of people auditioned, and it was a ridiculous number, which was why it took us so long to get started.
So... Dragetry, are you ready to start judging?
Well,
do you have all your scenes in?
Well, not really.
Are you ready to judge the scenes for the show that we're doing right now?
Well,
not
really.
The actual show that we're on. Are you with me?
Well, yes, I'm with you, Dylan. But I don't really have all of my scenes in yet. There's a funny story about that, considering, everyone freaking loves you, and they all hate me and think I'm some sort of weird person, I guess, but everybody sends me their lines late, and everybody sends you yours early. And I don't know why that is, but because of that, I don't have my scenes done and mixed. And you, Dylan, keep rubbing it in my face like some sort of main whore. But either way, Dylan, no, I am not ready to start judging because you need to start giving me some more fucking time to get my frickin' scenes in. Or else I'm going to have to drag you out back and feed you to the ostriches you seem to be so obsessed with. Oh, and another thing. The way you seem to rub it into my face every single time that I don't have my scenes done is getting really annoying. So, yeah, you might want to watch your back while you sleep. I need to go finish mixing.
Okay. Luckily, I was prepared for this little meltdown. You see, Trekatry barely had her shit together last week, and
I
so this week I knew that she couldn't be far from a collapse, and so I prepared us with some guest judges, so we can bring them right on in. First up is MCBFF. Hey, where's MCBFF?
Sorry, that was me. It's Bill. My, Secret Service guys thought that BFF fella was a terrorist, so he took him out.
Dang,
sorry about that. But I'm here. I'm ready to judge all the little girls doing their
act. Warning! Yeah. Warning, Dylan! That is not subject Bill Clinton. I will protect you. Engage bouncer mode.
Hey, little! Okay, you caught me. It's me, George Bush. I had to get into this fallout shelter. They had me out there in the wastelands. Couldn't handle it. So I heard you got yourself a little show here, a little acting show. Show for actors, little people who act. They're actors. It's the actor it show. It's what they're acting. They're acting it in the show. I'm a decider. Yeah. So I want to be a judge because, like, I was president. And when I was president, I got to enforce all the laws. And I also got to make the laws. But I never got to judge the law, so I kind of thought I'd like to judge.
Is there a chorus bot? Just get him out of here, okay?
Rebooting.
So I guess we don't have any guest judges this week, but whatevs. I'll just make do with Tregatry. If she can stay awake, that is.
Dylan, I've sort of been standing here for the past just about 2 minutes. You went on babbling about nonsensical nothingness, which turned into an epic fail. Yeah. I don't know how you didn't notice me, but I'm starting to get really annoyed by all of these little speeches you're doing on the show. In all seriousness, Dylan, you're just starting to annoy me. I mean, the way this show works is that it's not co-host and host or host and co-host. It's two separate hosts who judge all of these great actors, and you can't just take over the show when
okay,
I have
so,
to finish mixing my lines.
I was going to give a message out like to...
or else I'm just going to drag you outside and hit you with a shovel. Or, even better, I'll feed you to those freaking octopuses you keep blabbing and blabbing on about.
Instead of giving out an individual message to each of my Actic girlfriends,
where in the world did you come up with an ostrich? I mean, in all seriousness, Dylan, how stupidly insane can you get? And I know some people may see me as some sort of, you know, whiny, self-centered person, but I'm really not. I'm just getting annoyed by the fact that the only time I seem to have a certain spot on the show is when Core Spot makes me sound like a saxophone operator.
Or like I'm hot. Then you'll win.
And that's not respectful.
So I just wanted you all to know that you'll love
if
me.
If you don't respect me, I'll just take you outside
like
and kill you.
With me
Wait, what are you talking about?
Internet. And... Yeah.
Dylan, did you just list all the people on VAA that you think want to bang you?
No, Trigatry. I listed all the girls in the acted competition who want to bang me, who I could make win and have it look somewhat convincing. There's plenty more girls on VAA and around the internet that want to bang me and just don't have any talent. So there.
I can't believe you'd even say something like that, Dylan. I mean, I can't believe you actually think that there are girls on the internet that want to bang you. That's just completely non-ly ridiculous. That's just funny. You actually think you can get a girl.
Right, so we'd be getting to the scenes by now, except we've been told that our episodes are running so long that we don't really have time for any scenes, so we're just going to go straight to the results.
Well, yeah, it's also not just the fact that our shows are starting to run too long, but also because I actually got a complaint from someone last week. Dylan, I didn't tell you about this yet, but someone kind of had a little of a heart attack. Yeah, guys, we're sorry for the suspense and everything, but please don't sue us. We really don't have money or anything to pay you for lawsuits for heart attacks from the suspense of the show.
Actually, I'm just going to give you the results of the entire competition because
we have decided,
Trey and I, to move on to some new shows.
Well, that's because there's so many other better shows we can come up with because we're just that awesome. I mean, we came up with Sing It and Act It, so... One of other awesome shows. Dylan, why don't you go ahead and
tell me. Including Yodel It and Pig Call It and Crochet It. But anyway, so the results are...
Pole position. Kawhi Bleach wins.
Stop
everyone else.
No, ducks.
Go pole position.
Hey,
go Kawhi Bleach.
Okay, seriously, somebody fess up. Who has been messing with Cora Spot? I am tired of fixing him. I swear to God. Fuck. Back to mixing.
I hate you both. I just want you to know that. I hate you both.